Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday. It is Champagne Sunday, baby, and it is going down in New Orleans. Yes, today is the last day of the New Orleans Wine and Food Expo, baby. Steve just left me. He's still down in New Orleans, y'all. He just doing his thing with Gumbarum. Now, listen, it is Champagne Sunday for me, y'all. Every day is a champagne day because every day is a special day. It is June the 12th, 2022, 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And, you know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Now, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com. We do have two flavored Gumbarums, one infused with vanilla and one infused with coconut. We have silver and gold, my darlings. Now, listen, y'all, check this out. Gumbarum is online. You can get all your rum vibration needs at Gumbarum.com. Listen, while you on Facebook, y'all know you're on Facebook all day long. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, this is a special musical showcase and musical salute for the artist Afro Zaga. Afro Zaga, his song is a bubble. We're going to get down with it in just a moment. Now, listen, y'all. Y'all know I like to entertain. I love to entertain, honey. I love to keep folks laughing all the time, all the time. Now, listen. I saw some really ridiculous stuff on Facebook. Well, you know, we see ridiculous stuff on Facebook every day, all day. Oh, yes, we do. But now this one really takes the cake. This really takes the cake. I saw it on Facebook. I said, now, I was just so stunned and couldn't believe it. I took a picture. I took a screenshot of it, and I sent it to my friend. I said, girl, will you believe this is on Facebook? And she said, what? I said, yeah, it was on Facebook, honey. Listen. It was a lady on Facebook. Now, y'all know people be on Facebook all day showing their butts and their thighs and they be half naked and all this kind of stuff. But this one just took the cake. This lady, she had on a top. Now, hear me good. She had on a top. It was sheer, complete see-through sheer top. Do you hear me? Now, y'all know where I'm going with this. She didn't have on no Brazil. She didn't have on nothing up under the top. It all naked meat, y'all. Do y'all hear me? Naked Brazil, no Brazil, naked meat. I mean, it was naked meat. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? No Brazil, no bikini top underneath, no nothing. Sheer top. It was a black sheer top. See-through, honey. She might have been, you know, at an award ceremony. She might as well have been taking an award at the Grammys because, you know, y'all know how some of them folks be walking down the red carpet with all them crazy top, crazy dresses. She might as well have been taking an award for the most outrageous top in the world. I mean, you might as well not have on nothing. You know what I mean? Because pretty much she didn't have on nothing. And I'm like, well, has Facebook turned into a nudist camp, online nudist camp? It really is. Now, listen. It's just like Facebook's an online news campy. I tell you, it's just too much to behold, I tell you. Now, listen, let me go and get into this music. This one that's coming up is called A Bubble.
She gon' do the split, then she know how to dance. She like it from the back, I like it from the back. She throw it from the back, baby throw it back.
Baby you got me,
baby. Bubble.
Baby you got me, baby.
They got me bubble.
Baby you got me, baby.
Bubble.
Baby you got me, baby.
The nasty bubble.
Baby you got me, baby.
Bubble.
Baby you got me, baby.
They got me bubble.
Baby you got me, baby.
Bubble.
Baby you got me, baby.
The nasty bubble. On the kitchen to the top. up and she short and I'm tall. Every pussy do it all. That's what she can make me come. Talking, talking on me, baby. Wanna slow for me, baby. She like it fast, I like it slow. She wanna smash, I wanna low. All night, any pull. Set my baby on my toe.
And I know that I'm in love. Wanna slow, wanna slow. Take it and I love you. And I know you want some more. All round up around. We don't get tired. Baby, round up around. Then let's go take a bath.
Bubble, let me tell y'all something. Listen, I was checking out Afro Zaga. He did an interview. I saw it posted. It was on Instagram. He had posted on Instagram. And I was checking it out and everything, and he was at the studio being interviewed. And I was like, you know, it's a really nice interview, but this is my point here. Now, the artist, Afro Zaga, he likes to be referred to as an all-merchandise artist, right? Now, the person that was interviewing him said he was an independent artist. He said it was an artist. And he was trying to tell him. And I got the point very well, so I don't know why the person that was doing the interview didn't get the point. He was saying he's an all-merchandise artist. And I was like, oh, you know, Tari stood up for him because that's what I always try to drive home to artists. And so Afro Zaga has the right, he has the right idea when it comes to business. You know, when it comes to business, I always tell people it is a multiple stream income business. You're not just, you know, getting selling your music. Of course, you're selling your music, you know, but you have other merchandise. You have other things that you have. So he has the right idea. All merchandise, baby. Listen, I really wish somebody would do a class. I have been thinking about having a class. I got some more music that's coming up, so hang with me. Hang with me. I'm going to tell you this real quick. I was like, you know, it would be nice to have some type of course where independent artists that's just getting into the business can learn a lot of different valuable tips and techniques before they get into the business and have their music screened before they really get into the floodgates of music because it's a lot to, you know, it's a lot to endure. It ain't no joke. It is not for the weak and hard. It really is not. So listen. You know, I was like, yeah, that would be something really great for somebody to put a really great course together for independent artists that's just getting into the business. And that would be really, really a valuable tool that independent artists could access online. I know there's different universities like Sale. I think it's Sale University. But I'm telling you, I'm talking about a course where people have just walked in the trenches and have really came across all the nuts and bolts, all the hard stuff. You know what I mean? And so, yeah. That would be a really, really valuable tool. And, of course, that is a source of income, a stream of income for someone that would have the time to put that together. That would be really, really out of sight. It really would be. Because, I mean, I see a lot of stuff. It'd be boggling my mind as much stuff that I see. I'm like, you know, people, somebody really need to put together a class and tell people, you know, really how to start off on the right foot. Because I'd be like, what? But anyway. I have an artist, Alexandro. I just love to say their name. And so, really, I got some music from him that's really, really hot. It's really hot, super bad. This one is Sweat Blood. And I'm telling you, that's the right name of the song because in the music business, baby, you're going to be sweating tears, blood, snot, hair, gray hairs, black hairs, red hairs, toenails, fingernails, you know, wax, ear, everything. You'll be sweating everything. You'll be sweating sweat off your butt, sweat off your nose, forehead, out of your ears, everywhere, baby. I'm telling you, sweat's going to be coming everywhere because you're going to be working hard, 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 hard. And if you think you're not, you better think again. So listen, all right. So this one is sweat blood is hot. I want y'all to check this out. Now sit up straight, go ahead, go ahead. We're going to throw down on this music. Once again, it is sweat blood. That's S-W-E-A-T. And if you don't think you're going to be sweating blood, you better think again. Before I get into that, I'm going to get into this. Check this out. This is stand up, stand up, stand up. I was telling you about the artist, Afro Zaga, the all merchandise artist. Now, listen, listen. I played this song a little bit earlier. It was Bubble, Bubble, Bubble. I did play that hard song. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. This is Afro Zaga, correct?
Yeah, this is Afro Zaga.
Okay. Well, now listen, I was telling the audience right before you came on, I was telling the audience about an interview that you did not too long ago where you were making a point about your being an all merchandise artist.
Yeah, of FPA. I call it FPA. I am an FPA, which stands for full package artist. I'm like the type of artist that can do any type of genre of music.
Okay. So you can do any type of genre?
Any type of genre.
Okay. And you call it full package?
Yeah, I call it full package artist, FPA.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's a brand. Now tell me something. Does that mean you can do country too?
Country? Like country music?
Yes.
Yeah. I just, there's a certain genre that is like really like, you know, what I really like. I love all my genres that I do, but it's just like there's that certain genre that I want to stand with or for my brand, you know? You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, you know something? I took it a different way. When you were saying full package, I took it as meaning you have multiple streams of income, because I always push and tell artists that it's a great idea to have more than one stream of income, have more than just your music. You want to be out there having income coming from different streams. Of course, you have your merchandise. You have maybe instruments or whatever type of merchandise that you have. So me, I like to teach and tell artists to have more than one stream of income. That's what I thought you meant about full package or all merchandise or artists.
Nah, it was the opposite. But, yeah, you know, the FPA stands for full package artist. You know, artist that, you know, that has or has the quality of being an artist or any type of artist can be.
Okay. So you can be any type of artist. You can be rap. You can be blues.
That could be all.
Okay. So now, do you have a music video with your song Bubbles?
Yeah, my music video Bible will be dropping this week. Can't announce the date, but you know, this week that we're getting in, this month, it's gonna go down.
Okay. So now I've been pushing and playing the song Bubble. And so just tell the listening audience what that particular song, what's the meaning behind the song Bubble. And when you say bubble, to me it reminds me of maybe bubbles or bubble bath. But tell us about the song. How did you come up with the lyrics of the song?
Yeah. First of all, you know, I usually don't, you know, I'm like the way I write my songs are like a little different, because there's times where most of the times I don't really like write them. I would just stay in the studio, because mostly I produce my own songs and I produce the Bible. You know, I would just stay in the studio, you know, and like, you know, do a time after time, the same day until the song's finished. So while I was doing that, you know, I don't know what was going around with me that day, but I'm gonna call it my freaky mode. I was on my freaky mode. You know, and you know, you know, while I was making the song, you know, I was just thinking about the things that I do with my partner, you know, and, you know, when I talk about Bible, my partner got a Bible, and Bible, the main, like, Bible is, you know, we talking about ads, you know what I'm saying? We talking about the behind. So when I said Bible, I mean, you know, the behind, a nice behind.
Oh, and it's spelled Bubble. It's spelled Bubble. And that's why I was kind of like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. You know, Bible, like behind, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so while I was making the song, I was just, you know, thinking about the, you know, the nasty shit that we do when, you know, me and my partner, and, you know, and how she's pretty, and it was all about my partner.
Okay, so is she in your music video?
My partner?
Mm-hmm.
No, my partner is not in the music video. She stays somewhere else, and I stay somewhere else. She stays in AZ, and I stay in Idaho for now. And, you know, we could have made it possible, but, you know, the management requested something different, you know, because me and my partner got a lot of projects. You know?
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. And I know that the song Bubble is the leading song on your EP.
Yeah, upcoming EP, classic.
Okay, sounds good. So what's on your agenda? What's on your schedule? What's coming up next? What can we look from you?
So, you know, I was known as like a rapper, you know. I always knew I was the FPA, you know. And just, you know, like, you know, I started off with rapping. I got like about hundreds. I got like, yesterday I counted, and it was about like 256 rap songs, you know, just rap songs.
Really?
And,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just that, those are just the ones that I have in my computer, and there's other ones, you know, different studios and all that. So, you know, like, I can't draw, you know, with rapping, you know, I'm going to stop it for now and see where it's going to go. But I just want to do something different, you know, something that would get me popping out there. So probably something like Afro pop, you know, like Afro pop music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
okay.
Where I would, or Afro beat. You know. Anything
okay,
that has to do with
good.
Afro, you know, I want my people to look. Oh, everybody
okay.
Look forward to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a little reggae?
Reggae. I done did reggae too, but for now we're just gonna stick with Afropop for a little while and see where it gets us. You know, we always gotta try something new all the time.
Okay. So now with that many songs, how long have you been in music?
How long have I been doing music?
Yes.
So I started music, you know, a little while ago. For now, it's like about at least about six, seven years. And when I actually did start releasing was about 3 years ago. But you know, I couldn't really do nothing, so I stopped. Not that I gave up, but I stopped. So you know, to get everything straight. So when I'm ready, I just come back. I just started, like, last year,
mm-hmm.
About last
okay.
year, that's when I started, you know, dropping my classics.
And you've accumulated,
song called Grinding that had me pop.
You've accumulated over 256 songs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got more than that. Those are just the rap songs.
Wow.
Those are just the rap songs.
That is huge. That is huge. Well, I did play the song Bubble, but I'm going to play it again. So I want you guys to listen in and tune up. You know, clean your ears out, get the wax out. This is Bubble, 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 a Bubble, baby, Bubble. Hey, you know what it's like. Bump it back, baby. Bump it back. Okay, listen, y'all. Take it. Bump that booty, baby.
Let me wake up, let me
wake up. Let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go. Let's go.
She gon' do the split, then she know that it. She like it from the back, I like it from the back. She throw it from the back, baby throw it back.
Baby you got me,
hey. Bubble.
Baby you got me, hey.
They got me bubble.
Baby you got me, hey.
Bubble.
Baby you got me, hey.
The nasty bubble.
Baby you got me, hey.
Bubble.
Baby you got me, hey.
They got me bubble.
Baby you got me, hey.
Bubble.
Baby you got me, hey.
The nasty bubble. And she short and I'm tall. Every pussy do it all. That's what she can make me come. Talking on me, baby. Wanna slow for me, baby. She like it fast, I like it slow. She wanna smash, I wanna low. All night, any pose. Set my baby on my toe.
And I know that I'm in love. Wanna slow, wanna slow.
Baby,
got me,
baby,
got me,
All right, that is Bubble, 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 Baby. Pull up to the Bubble, Bubble. Baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's all good. I love it. I like the beat. Yes, indeed.
Appreciate
you want to get sexy salsa, baby. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm going to be playing it. It's hard. It's hard. You know, and you know, that
yeah.
song brings a certain vibe into the room. I'm like, man, it's not that kind of show where I can be like, you know, I'm listening. I was listening to the words. Now, I really listened to the words of the song and the lyrics. And I was like, going round and round. I remember them days going round and round and round and round.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to the producer Fletcher, though. He
okay.
the one to make beat. Yeah.
He's the one that made a beat,
you know, created a beat.
He did a very good job. I love it. I love that beat. It's like, yeah, it's right on. Yeah. It really, it sets the stage and the mood.
Yeah, and the visualist, like the lyric video is out on my YouTube channel right now.
Okay. Awesome.
So anybody trying to go check it out?
I'm going to check that out. Well, listen, I'm going to be still pushing that song. I love it. I enjoy it. I'm going to keep on pushing it. You know, I always say when I come across great music and talent, you become a part of the family, the Fierce Female Network family, and I always push the music, great stuff. I love it and enjoy it. I'll be talking about you on and on and on and on, baby. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here with me today. I really do appreciate it. It was a pleasure talking with you. I really enjoyed it.
I appreciate you, man. Shout out to you guys, though.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Any last words that you want to give out or any inspiration or any advice that you have to give to any individuals that's getting into the music business that's getting started?
Yeah. First of all, I want to, you know, come up. And I just want to, you know, let people know, people who are really struggling with people, like, what help? I know there's a lot of people who got talents out there, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it becomes times where they don't believe in them, you know, believe in themselves to see how, you know, there's other artists that aren't really, like, blowing up, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I could say is, you know, they just got to always wake up, look at the stuff in the mirror, and, you know, say they could do it, you know, something that can motivate them. Because every time I wake up, you know, every day is not the same. Every day is not the same. So every time I usually wake up, you know, obviously I got to pray and everything, but I go and look at myself in the mirror and be like, hey, you know, I'm going to make this. You know, this is just a journey. I'm going to make this. So I think that's one of the things I have that helps me motivate you.
Okay, you know. Okay. Well, that's great advice. That is really good advice. And so I really do want to thank you once again for coming on the show. We are pretty much out of time. It's been a pleasure. I'm going to keep on pushing the song, and I'm going to enjoy it. And so thank you so much for coming on the show. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, guys, I am pretty much out of time on today. You've heard from the artist Afro Zaga. And I'm telling you, I've been playing the song all week long. I've been pushing it, so y'all familiar with it. And I do want to thank all my international listeners for listening. So loyal. I want to thank you guys that are listening from the UK, Germany, Netherlands, and Ireland, Germany. Y'all so, so loyal. I really do thank y'all. I really do appreciate it. Y'all just don't know. It just does my heart good. Every time I check the numbers and I see that y'all listening in every single day, y'all is what's up. If it weren't for y'all, it wouldn't be no me. So listen, it's been a stone cold blast. Get to come back and do it all over again.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning. You know they hate it. Hold up.